Before I start, I want to say that this is from the heart. I have to take a breath because I'm not ready for death. I wish I could stop smoking, but I'm still hoping, even if I am sat here choking. I've disappointed my friends and my family. I'm sorry, Granny. I feel like you all just want to slap me. Why do you slate me? I know you don't hate me. Well, not as much as I hate me. I can't stop eating, even though I can barely afford heating. I just keep eating cheap things, longing for the release that only eating brings, and weeping brings, sat here crying over so many things. I'm scared and I'm not scared to admit it. I think I'm a bad person, but this life, I've only just come in it. Maybe it's too early to tell, but this seems a lot like hell. Things have happened, stuff's been said, it's not just happened in my head. Home is now the place I dread. I don't ever want to go to bed. I want to drive and run away instead. My head is a shed, help me before I'm dead. I've been kicked out, thrown out, chucked on the streets. My life is dirty and stained and I can't clean the sheets. First mum, then dad, then granny. I tell myself it's not me, but what if it is me? I look in the mirror and say it's not. He disagrees and he's staring right back at me. What the fuck's wrong with me? Am I a bad person? My mum doesn't love her son. Must be my fault. I look up at the sun. Look through the window, see the families having fun. The tears soak my skin. The skin soaks my soul. It begins to smother it. Longing for the presence of a mother, it gasps for air. You are your mother's heir. But that particular throne will stand alone. Mum, we barely say hi, so I never get to ask why. I love you, I long for you, a relationship with you, but you reject me because I'm a reject. You all constantly press eject. Why does nobody ever inspect all this neglect? Because this storm in my life has left me shipwrecked. Maybe it's time to reflect. I've never been in a proper relationship. Maybe I need to get a grip. My world has always been a dictatorship. Lots of spare paper but no paperclip. And now I don't have a ship. I lay wrecked on an island. Mum, I hope we can reconcile and actually talk. But I'm still so frightened. I can hear the siren. I'm trying to pick up the bits of paper and file them. It doesn't work. It never does. There is never gonna be an us. So I pick up the paper, minus the clip, gather my things and get in the skip. Bottle in hand, I have no final demand. I am not the man I thought I was, become some sort of demon. I throw the bottle in the air, watch it dance and spin. It's about to begin, smashes on the steel, I begin to feel. Smoker's cough, it'll wear off. Molotov, I feel the power of a Kalashnikov. You can't catch my cough, I hear cries, piss off. No point in rolling the dice when you're all out of turns. My flesh, it burns, I begin to cry, it's a release. The sirens are there, soon there will be police. But now I hear the voice belonging to a woman whom I've tried my whole life to summon. She cradles my burning body. I look around but can see nobody. It's too little, too late. This was always my fate. I'm about to die and I can't say goodbye. I still can't ask her why. She cradles her child. Regret pours down her face. It is wet. The flames make my body numb as I die in the arms of my mum. I was wrong. It wasn't hate, but it was too little, too late.